Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Senator Lindsey Graham is seeking an emergency order from the U.S. Supreme Court that would temporarily block him from having to testify before a Georgia grand jury. An Atlanta area prosecutor has subpoenaed Graham for testimony involving allegations that former President Donald Trump sought to interfere with the counting of the state's ballots in the 2020 election. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
A federal district court judge and a federal appeals court in Atlanta have both refused to block Graham's testimony. The appeals court panel, which included two Trump appointees, ruled yesterday unanimously that because the courts had limited the subjects on which Graham could be questioned, the South Carolina senator had failed to demonstrate that he's likely to succeed on the merits of an appeal. So now Graham has asked the Supreme Court to intervene, contending that the Constitution bars him as a U.S. senator from being forced to testify about calls he made in the days after the 2020 election when Donald Trump was trying to get the state's election results reversed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Russia is continuing its assault on Ukraine's energy and heating infrastructure. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Temperatures are already starting to dip across Ukraine, with the first snow falling in parts of the country's northeast. Aid groups and Ukrainian officials are scrambling to prepare people for the colder temperatures, efforts that have taken on new urgency following weeks of Russian attacks. Alyssa Komaria and her young daughter fled from their home in Severodonetsk to here in Dnipro. They are waiting in line for wool blankets provided by the International Rescue Committee. Komaria says she's worried about the months to come. They say it's going to be a cold winter, she says, and we know there are going to be problems with electrical systems because of Russian attacks. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
In a new resolution, the UN Security Council is demanding an immediate end to the violence in Haiti and imposing sanctions on a powerful gang leader. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the council won't stop there.
Today's adoption of this resolution is only the first step. We have much more work to do. Now that this council has taken deliberate and decisive action to send a strong signal to the gangs and those who fund them through new targeted sanctions, we must build on these efforts to address another immediate challenge. To help restore security and alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Haiti.
She says the council is working on a second resolution now to help restore security in Haiti. You're listening to NPR News. Former President Trump has until November 14th to appear for testimony before the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The committee formally subpoenaed Trump in a letter to the former president. The panel's chair and vice chair said Trump personally orchestrated and oversaw a multi-part effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election and to obstruct the peaceful transition of power. A statue of Emmett Till has been unveiled in the rural Mississippi town where the black teenager was kidnapped in 1955. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Kobe Vance reports.
The 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Emmett Till was unveiled in downtown Greenwood, Mississippi, just blocks from where he was kidnapped. Till's death helped spark the civil rights movement across the nation, and Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson says this statue is a reminder of the need to move forward.
Change has a way of becoming slower and slower, and so what we have to do is recommit ourselves to the spirit of making a difference in our community.
There are two other markers in the area commemorating Till's murder, each of which has been repeatedly vandalized over the years. For NPR News, I'm Kobe Vance in Jackson.
The statue's unveiling coincided with the release this month of the movie Till. The film focuses on the trauma suffered by Emmett Till's mother and her journey into civil rights activism. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.